Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is America's Sports Voice, GigMOX.
Sports Open Line does continue here on KMOX. The Blues are on a bit of a run. So far, it's been all or nothing. They started the season on a winning streak. Then they went into a long losing streak. And now they're on a winning streak once again. We're very happy to welcome back onto the program a guy who covers the Blues for NHL and NHL.com. Also has his Inside the Blues at SI.com. You can follow him on Twitter at LKorak10. He is Lou Korak. Lou, always appreciate your time. How are you?
Good, Matt. How are you doing?
Doing good. Just can you, what's, as you're watching the end of that game when the Avalanche have pulled the goalie, so it's essentially a 6-on-3, it's a one goal game, and the Blues are able to kill it off and get the win. How big of a moment is that for this team?
Well, you can certainly look back on it at the end of the year if you're looking for something that sparked the season, turn things around. You can definitely point to that, because once all that transpired, I just kept thinking to myself, they need to somehow get this to overtime, because I didn't think there was a snowball's chance that they would get through that without allowing a goal. I mean, think about, they have two skaters out there to your one, and you're basically, you're giving up three players, which is pretty much unheard of. And you know, Colorado's good enough as it is. You know, even at 6-on-5, they're going to be dangerous. But at 6-on-3, you just kept thinking, you're leaving Ryan O'Reilly, Nico Mikkola, Colton Parayko, you're leaving them out there to slaughter. I mean, it was going to be, you just wondered how they were going to get through that. And somehow, some way, they were able to manage through it. You know, all the kudos to Jordan Binnington for how good he played. I mean, that's an incredible 2 points to be able to pull out, all things considered. And, you're on a 3-game winning streak now. And, that 8-gamer that was quite a large hiccup by the Blues standards, it's in the rearview mirror now. But, I think this team has just got that mentality right now of just continue to build. Just worry about the next game. Don't worry about trying to match an 8-game winning streak or a 5-game winning streak or a 10-game or whatever it is. They've kind of got that attitude right now, just win the next game. And I think that's really helped them out here. You had to start somewhere, and you had to win one. They got the one against San Jose, and, people were like, whatever, you just beat the Sharks. But now, coming off of back-to-back wins in Vegas, in Colorado, that's pretty impressive.
From Craig Berube's standpoint, during that losing streak, I mean, there were some changes made in terms of some line combinations and some movements up and down between the NHL and AHL, but nothing crazy was done. He didn't lose it. Like he was clearly frustrated, but he didn't lose it. How important is it to have a leader that during a period like that is able to continue to kind of just preach the idea of just keep working and it's going to come around?
Well, that's what it is. That's really all it was. And, there was a game there, I believe it was against L.A. when they got booed off the ice, that, you had some pretty frustrated and upset players talking about the effort that they're putting forth. And I think, by their own admission, that's where the fan frustration came in, because, these players here understand that this is a very accepting and a very understanding fan base. And it's one thing to get beat, but it's one, that's another thing to not put forth an effort. And I think the fans were understanding that, they were feeling that, and they were letting the team know it. And I think it all just boiled down to staying with the process and just putting forth an effort and continuing to work. And I think that's what you're seeing here. It's been a byproduct of what has gone on. And again, you're on a three gamer now, you know, you look to the next game tomorrow, you try to get it to four, and you know, you're not at 500 yet. So you're still continuing to build here, because let's face it, they dug themselves a pretty significant hole there. All things considered, I get it, it's still early in the year, but man, when you play eight games and that's 16 points on the table, and you don't grab not even a single point out of that, that's a large chunk of points to leave on the table. Now they're left to make up for a lot of that, and you know, they're slowly chipping away at it here, and I think they're grasping an understanding of what their identity is, where they need to be, and how they need to go about it. The rest, you know, moving forward here.
You mentioned Jordan Binnington, and you tweeted out his numbers in his six wins this year: 1.82 goals against average, 9.44 save percentage. For whatever reason, he's really good against Colorado, and that certainly helped out yesterday. But it feels like he, you know, you go through that losing streak. Obviously, there's going to be some not so great moments for a goaltender, but it still feels like he absolutely has the ability to steal you a game.
Well, and you know, I don't know if you would put that game in that category. If you don't, it's certainly right up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had to make 45 saves. And now, granted, you know, somebody that maybe didn't watch the game could think, wow, the Blues were just besieged last night. But all things considered, the shots, both teams had a high volume of shots. The Blues had 39 themselves, which is quite a number. Usually Colorado at home outshoots their opponents by a pretty wide margin, because they usually are the ones that are on the attack and have the puck more times than not. So, you know, I thought it was a pretty evenly played game last night. And you know, that's a team that likes to funnel pucks at your net from all different angles. And I think what the Blues did last night really good was they contained them to the perimeters. And when they did have their high-end and grade-A chances, you had your goalie that you need to make a save, was able to make a save. And he did that last night. And none bigger than the one-timer on Cale Makar there with inside of 2 minutes left. I mean, that's the one that I was looking at, and I'm thinking, oh, here it comes. And you know, when he slides from his left to right and is able to make that save, it was you kind of started to think, I don't know, maybe, you know, he's going to be able to pull this one out for his team. He was certainly good in the third period, you know, facing 22 shots against Vegas when they made their push on Saturday night. So I don't know where this team would be right now without him, because even in those games where, you know, the numbers look, you know, quite gaudy, and not in a good way for a goalie, you know, that to me continues to just be where the team play was so poor in front of him, it reflected in his numbers. But I don't think it's been reflective on his play at all, because quite frankly, I just think he's been pretty fantastic this year, and he's really picked up where he left off with that unfortunate injury in the playoffs last year.
Luke Korak, who covers the Blues for NHL.com, also has his Inside the Blues at SI.com, continuing to join us on Sports Open Line. I know you've touched on this a little bit already in our conversation, but very specifically, and it's not just one thing. I'm smart enough to realize that you don't go from losing eight games in a row to winning three games in a row by fixing just one thing. But as you compare the totality of the losing streak to just the spurt that they've had in these last few games, what have you seen from them that maybe has been the biggest difference?
Well, I think their ability to hang on to pucks in the offensive zone with a little more regularity. They're getting pucks in, and now these guys are going to work. This all stems back to when we were talking about that they're just putting you know, in more work here. And this is a team that thrives on when they get pucks in deep and just try to work their opponents down. That's when they tend to have their most success. And when they were losing hockey games, and it was something that I had touched on with Craig Berube a couple of different times, is, you know, asking him, are you seeing too many one and dones? And he, you know, quite frankly said, yeah. So that's something that they needed to correct. Now they're getting pucks in. Now they're able to go to work. They're able to retrieve them. They're able to turn teams over. And that's when they're at their best. I think that's been the biggest noticeable thing for me. The less time they spend in their defensive zone, the better they are, because you know, let's face it, quite frankly, you know, it's a D group that has gotten better over these last couple of games, but not one that's really equipped to be able to withstand a whole lot of pressure in their zone. When they're able to get pucks cleanly and able to transition them out of the zone freely, get them up to their forwards, and then let them go to work at the other end, that's when they're at their best. And I think you're starting to slowly see a gradual increase in each one of these games that they've won.
Jordan Kyrou has scored two of the last three games. Is just, he hadn't done much of anything. A lot of people talk about the contract and him responding to that. Clearly, it's important to get him going, but how much of that is a sign of maybe that he is going to get going just based off what he's done the last few games?
Well, a couple things. I think it's helped that he's got Braden Schenn centering him again because, you know, listen, Braden Schenn's a pro's pro. I mean, this guy gets it. He embraces every opportunity that he's given, and whatever assignment that he's given, he graciously accepts it and goes about his business. And he's taken Kyrou under his wing, and he's getting into play. And I think in that regard, he's playing both ends of the ice a little bit more now. He's becoming more defensively responsible. He's becoming more aware of his play on the other side of the puck is equally as important as his play with the puck. And I think once he started to understand that, you're starting to see a little more well-rounded game. And he saved a goal last night. I mean, just with his ability to back check, there was a play where there was going to be, it looked like a sure wraparound goal, and he gets in there quickly, hustles to the post, gets his skate down, and is able to thwart a scoring opportunity that would have put Colorado ahead early in the first period, and who knows where that game would have gone then. But when he's doing those things, and he's able to do those things because of his speed, he's able to close people down. When he gets back with some authority and puts in the effort to play on that side of the puck, I think that translates over to the other side.
Last question for you, and this kind of follows up on what you just said about Kyrou working with Schenn and that line also has Barbashev. The other top two lines, O'Reilly with Saad and Levo, and then Thomas with Buchnevich and Tarasenko. We didn't expect those to be what the lines were going to look like when the season got started. Do you like the way the groupings are right now beyond Schenn working with Kyrou?
I do, because you know, you have some familiarity, obviously, there with Thomas, Buchnevich, and Tarasenko. You know, eventually those guys are going to get hot, and those guys are going to be able to, you know, put their fingerprints on games quite a bit moving forward. But what I'm starting to finally see, and what you needed to see, is Ryan O'Reilly get some line mates that play to his strengths. And what I mean by that is guys that are able to hang on the pucks, guys that are able to win pucks and win those board battles and win those wall battles. You're seeing that from Brandon Saad. You're seeing that from Josh Levo, who's the biggest wild card in all this and the biggest surprise. But he plays that style that maybe not quite the same style of game as a David Perron, but just his ability to win wall battles, be able to hang on to pucks below the goal line, plays into the strengths of Ryan O'Reilly. And I think you're seeing that raise his level of intensity and his play moving forward as well.
He is Luke Korak. Read him at NHL.com. Read him with his Inside the Blues at SI.com. Follow him on Twitter at LKorak10. Lou, thank you so much for the time as always. We'll catch up again real soon.
Anytime, Matt. Take care.
All right, very good. There's Luke Korak talking with us after a big Blues victory last night. I'm telling you, it was so much fun. It was so much fun watching those final couple minutes as they tried to battle through a 6-on-3, and they were able to do it to get a win against the defending Cup champions. When we come back, more on the Blues. We'll hear some of the post-game audio that came out of the locker room after last night's game. We'll do that next. This is Sports Open Line. My name is Matt Pauly. This is KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.